What about the biology of this? We have the big NCI preoperative conference coming up. Could this be looked at in a preoperative setting and get some clues about what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, I think the signal is going to be, well, not estrogen, right? And if that's the case, then maybe insulin, IGF-1 inflammatory markers. And we just had this conversation, I guess, last night, where isn't there a lot of crosstalk between insulin, IGF-1, those pathways and ER pathways? And my concept there is maybe if you're blocking the ER pathway with the hormonal therapy, with tamoxifen, then maybe blocking the insulin pathway doesn't matter so much. But if you're not blocking it in the receptor negative patients, then maybe that pathway plays a bigger role. So that's just speculation. We have 400 serial bloods annually in a number of patients. And then once we get to this final data analysis, then we'll begin to do some subgroups. We've only looked at these three subgroups, ER, body mass index, and nodal status. So the subgroup analysis in terms of did it work better in people who lost weight? Did it work better in people who had high dietary fat intake at entry? Then we should know later this year.
Rowan, do you think you could do this in a preoperative study? Could you learn anything?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. I mean, it's actually come up at our place.
Insulin growth factor? Could you look in the tumor?
Yeah, if you felt it was mediated by insulin, IGF-1, or inflammatory markers, you could identify targets. And then the question is, would you have a rapid enough effect? And that's part of
that's
the question.
The
and could you get a dietary change in such a short period of time?
Especially when you're waiting around to have surgery for breast cancer.
Yeah.